everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts today, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
You don't sound chipper to say doing good today, Tina. What's are you tired?
I am a little tired.
Yeah.
But I'm fine.
Any reason?
No, not really.
No.
Just a long day.
Long day. Yeah, it's a Sunday. We're just coming back from church. We didn't have to get up as early this week as we did last week. But still, I'm yawning.
I think it's because we normally just pick up food on the way home from church. And I kind of sort of picked up food, but I picked up food that was cooked, and then I still had to cook and then clean the kitchen. So I think I'm just worn out from that.
Yeah, worn out from the day. Well, we are another episode in. This is, I believe that this is episode 92, Kirsty. We are inching ever closer. Yep, 92. We are inching ever closer to that episode 100 mark. I told you earlier, I felt like we needed to come up with some ideas of how to celebrate 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. Any ideas? You got any ideas? Anything we could do? What are you thinking?
I think that we need the balloons 100 behind us.
Okay.
We need to decorate the room.
Okay.
And have a party.
Have a party in here. Should we have cake?
I mean, why not?
Yeah. You know? Why not?
You know, I Costco cake with the number 100 on it.
Or a cookie cake. That's what you like.
Yeah, but you don't like cookie cakes.
It's not my favorite, but I'll eat it. I will not reject a cake of pretty much any. Any cake. I will eat it. It's.
I don't know. I do think maybe the 100, a couple balloons, something to. That's a milestone, you know, a milestone to do 100 episodes of a.
So here's something I thought of. I thought of it today on the way home. What if? And honestly, I'd like to hear from the 7. I'd like for the 7 listeners to give us some feedback on this.
Yes, I agree.
But what if we had, like, somebody from the 7 come on and they do their favorite segment with us? So, like, if they like What's New, then we'll just all do What's New together. And we'll do it like, well, I think what we'd have to do is, like, the logistics of it, I can see it in my mind how it would work. It would be a little bit more than what we normally do, but like if they like What's New, then we come on and just do What's New together. If they like Weird News, then we'll do Weird News. If they like the trivia stuff that we do, or if they've got something new, so different. That was something I thought about would be fun for our 100th episode.
So what if we did this? And this is for all the listeners that are listening. If they would like to be on the podcast, then they would contact us through however. You have to decide that. Once they do that, we put their name in something here, and then we draw a name. Only the ones that would be interested in doing it would draw the name out of the hat, and that person would be on the podcast with us that day.
I like it. I think it would be fun. The other thing I thought of was have people say what their favorite moments of the podcast are.
The funniest moments.
Something they remember. Mm-hmm. And we'll go back and we could pull that clip and
so,
add that on the show. Those are just a couple of things I've thought about that mm-hmm. we could do for that day.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still a couple weeks away. I mean, this is episode 92.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it's something we should probably really start thinking about, talking about, so it could be a really big deal.
Yeah, I think that I don't know what we'll talk about yet, but I don't know, a little giveaway or, you know, something. I don't know how we do any of it, but.
We could do a signed picture of us. I'm just kidding. No, but I think I'd love to hear from the seven faithful listeners that we have and get some ideas from them about what they think would be, what they would think would be cool to do for the 100th episode.
Maybe we could have some type of Lots About Something merch. We could get something done. And then have a drawing pull out of the hat or whatever. And whoever we draw out from the listeners would be able to win the merch.
Maybe so.
You know? I don't know. It could be a hat, socks, shirt.
Socks.
A coffee cup. I don't know. I'm just thinking of what people, t-shirts. People might, who would, what do people want?
Good question. That's why we need to hear from the seven. So seven listeners.
You know, so it could be Lots About Something. It could be doing good. You know, anything. Doing good or any kind of merch like that.
Yeah. We need you to rally up seven listeners and give us some ideas of what you think, what you would want. I think it would be good.
Because it's about them. You know, we do the podcast for our seven listeners.
Yeah.
Although I've been a little disappointed because when I've been talking to some people that have been listening to the podcast.
Not listening.
They're behind.
Yeah. I'm going to say his name and he won't hear about it for 6 months, Evan.
Yeah, he ain't going to hear it this week because he's not listening.
He's not going to hear it for but 6 months. But
I know our few faithful. And those are the ones that they I'm talking about want to be on the podcast.
They let us know what the deal is.
But yeah, not everyone that enters could be in it, but I think if we...
Maybe they could.
Oh,
if we could come up with a great idea, maybe
if it's
they
like
could.
If it's like just two people, then we could just put everybody in the room. We could probably fit 10 people in here.
No, I don't think they got to be in the room. I think we could do some
other... Oh, you know how to do that?
Yeah, I think we could do some other stuff.
Oh, I'm thinking in the room.
Yeah, you want them to come
if we're
sit.
Having a party with the 100 balloons and a cake...
I don't know that we could... I don't know that we could, in the Lots About Something studios, facilitate all seven listeners that listen to the podcast.
Well, that's just disappointed. I would want all seven listeners to... Well, I agree. Some people live far away. I could see that. But we would have to see who actually responds to it.
Yeah.
So
let me hear from you, seven, what you guys think, and let us know. Give us some ideas. If you got any ideas, I think it'd be really great. So, well, we still have episode 92 to get into.
Yeah.
So why don't we just start with what we do every single episode, and let's talk about what's new. That's something that is that we do in what's new with our in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Kirsty, you got anything to talk about?
I don't know. You?
The only thing new that I was going to mention is I have a brief grievance with church today. Okay?
Okay.
I have a brief grievance with church.
Air it out, buddy.
Well, here it is. I was reading a passage of scripture, and I was saying I spoke in church today, and I was reading a passage of scripture, and I was reading a lady's name, and I think I pronounced her name three times, okay? But I feel confident that one of those times was right, and everybody said I was wrong, including you.
I didn't hear you pronounce it right till somebody.
I think the ladies, it's in 2 Timothy.
Uh-huh.
It's talking about Timothy's grandmother in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I think the lady's name is Louise.
That's not how you spell Louise.
But everybody is saying, no, that's not it. You're saying her name is Lois.
Yes.
I am here to just have a grievance. What is the difference between Lois and Louise? I do think that in the second service, I said Lewis.
I have no idea.
I think the pastor was watching and sent a text message saying that I needed to learn how to say that. But nonetheless, I don't understand the difference between Louise and Lois. I feel like those are the same thing.
No, you don't.
I do. Explain the difference. Just listen. Close your eyes for a second. Louise, Lois. Louise, Lois. What's the difference?
The name.
No, there's no difference.
Lois,
it's the same thing.
L-O, like low, is I-S. Lois. Louise is L-O-U-S-I-E. I mean, they're spelled totally different.
You could stretch this out and even say that Louis, Lois, and Louise, all the same person.
Well, I mean, they're definitely in the same category as far as L-O's, but you didn't pronounce it right.
I just have a grievance because I think that there's not a difference between Lois and Louis. Just...
Okay.
I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel better now.
The weed guy came.
The weed guy?
The weed killer guy.
Oh.
He came on Tuesday.
I thought that you had taken out some extra.
And every day since, I was so excited when I seen that he was here. I even watched him spray the weeds.
Yeah, did you go out there?
No, I didn't go. I didn't want to go out there and talk to him. I did watch him, and I was like, yeah, buddy, spray all those weeds down the hill. Get them all. But I've been disappointed because I can't really tell a lot's going on in the yard yet.
Well, they said on the paper that it would take 10 to 14 days for us to see...
Anything?
To see any of wilting of the leaves. Weed leaves.
I don't think they realized how bad the backyard is. Because if anything, I'm seeing dandelions grow. I'm seeing this stuff flourishing right now. So I'm hoping that they sprayed enough stuff.
Well, it's only one application. I mean, this happens every 4 to 6 weeks.
I can't wait till he comes back. But I remember when I did it in the front yard. Once it started happening, you know, you could start to tell. So I'm hoping that it's just doing its thing from the root up, you know, and it's going to take care of it. So that's something else that's gone on this week.
You know who was most happy, I think, other than you, about the weeds? I think Mr. Casey.
Is he excited about the weeds?
He came up to you and said something about it. He came up to me and said something about it. I think that he is the second most excited person about the weeds.
Well, if it turns out good, I'm going to take a picture of it just to be proud of the yard.
But, you know, I'm pro Mr. Casey because he's for me having yard equipment. You're anti me having yard equipment.
It's not that. I think if we use the yard, and we've talked about this. I am not getting into this today. If we used it.
How do you use it any more than what we do?
Well, like when all the weeds are starting to grow, you get out there and you start cutting it and getting it ready. Don't just look at the yard equipment in the garage.
It hasn't been time.
It's time.
It just now turned March.
Oh, it's time.
We don't cut grass from November to March. I wish that we didn't have to cut grass from like September to March. But that's just not true.
But don't worry
about
that. We hardly do that either.
February, excuse me. I think March is the time that you start yard work.
Well, guess what?
It's here.
It's March.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I still got to go buy that rake.
Yeah.
Because I want to pull all those rocks back. We have rocks that go around our flower bed, and I want to rake up all that stuff that's in there and put all new stuff down.
Yeah. That's going to be a day.
It is going to be a day. I wonder if we can get Caleb to do that for us.
I don't know. I'd like to put some stone and some rock down. So
I agree.
I think it'd be easier to maintain. But
I agree with that, Tina.
Anyway.
What other new items do you have today? Anything exhilarating or exciting happened this week that you want to share?
So I did 2 grocery orders yesterday.
Hey, that's big news right there, Chad.
Well, I figured we're paying for Walmart and Kroger. I might as well use them.
Might as well.
And sometimes one place has something and the other place doesn't.
Well, you've been angry. You've been angry at Kroger lately.
I told y'all last week my Kroger strawberries were not any good.
It was the first thing that you talked about.
It was heavy on my heart. I had to get it out there.
Yeah.
Well, this week I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order 2 orders of strawberries from Kroger and 2 orders of strawberries from Walmart.
Oh, mixing it up.
And that way, if one set of the store strawberries was bad. At least I have a backup for a couple of days.
I like it. You're mixing it up.
I just like to say that strawberries were in full bloom this week. We got four sets of strawberries, and they look really good.
Do you feel like it's because strawberry, I don't know exactly what strawberry season
is. I would think right about now. I will say this for anyone listening. If your kids like fruit like Emma, I watched a reel, and I should go get a jar to show everybody that's on it, on how to keep your strawberries fresh for longer periods of time. Because I used to keep them in the containers, and they would mold. They would not keep very long in the refrigerator. I watched a reel. They talked about how to clean them, dry them, and store them in glass jars. And so I bought some really big mason jars. I wash them, dry them on the counter to get, you know, you don't want them to be wet or have any moisture when you put them in the jar. But once you do that, they stay fresh in the refrigerator for quite a bit of time, I have to say. And so that may just be a little tidbit for a mom out there that may be struggling with, you know, I think you could do more than just strawberries. I do grapes. Yeah, I think you can do blueberries.
Essentially, they're mason jars. They're large
mason jars. I use glass jars. I store them in glass jars that you can close, and it keeps them fresh for a good bit of time. Do you think I should go get them, or you think?
Nah.
Okay.
Mason jars.
So there might be a mom thing out there. You may want to try it to keep your fruit fresh a little bit longer. So.
Keep your fruit fresh. Fresh Fruit Fridays. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway. Okay. Anything else?
You took Emma to the eye doctor.
Oh, yes. I did forget. Took Emma to the eye doctor. And
can we talk about how bad parents we are?
We got to pay for... We're bad parents?
She's been telling us she's needed her eyes checked for a long time. Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Maybe. But
ever since last year in eighth grade.
Well, we took her today in ninth, or no. This Friday in ninth grade. That's a fun experience. You get to pay. You get to pay for a bunch of stuff. I tell you what, we did do that. I think saved us a little bit of money, which is actually to our benefit. We went and got her eyes checked over at like the Lens Crafters eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Walked around. They didn't have any glasses that she was interested in. Ended up going across the street to Walmart. And, man, as soon as we walked in, she saw like 3, 4, 5 pairs that she liked. And they were nice pairs, like decent-looking glasses, cheaper than what they were going to be at Lens Crafters.
I saw the bill of what you paid for glasses. And to me, that was not cheap.
Well, no, it wasn't cheap, but it was cheaper. Like the cheapest pair of just frames.
Well, you told me they were name brand glasses.
Yeah, everything at Lens Crafters was like Ray-Ban, Michael Kors, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci. It was like all these like fancy letters and names. And you could tell because the prices were
up there.
Were there.
Well, I've got a website where you can go if you had the prescription, and we can get her a couple cheaper frames too if she can look on it and find some. So, but needless to say, you took her. She did need glasses, and so now we're waiting on those.
Yeah, 8 to 10 days.
Hopefully, they'll get here way sooner than that.
Hopefully so.
I hope so.
Hopefully, they'll be here before she goes on winter retreat.
Did they say she had to wear them all the time?
Anytime she needs to see.
Well, when she went a couple
anytime
years.
Anytime she's doing something strenuous, like looking at reading, the screen, watching TV, anything.
Or
like
reading or anything?
Yeah.
So it's not all the time like you.
Right.
Still, that's what he said?
Yeah.
That's what the man said before. The first time. So she's had glasses before, guys.
Never wore them.
But she hated the way they looked. And they weren't cheap, was the thing. Those frames were not cheap, but she didn't like how they looked on her. So she just quit wearing them.
Yeah, I forgot. I put that painful thought out of my memory. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, continuing on.
Nonetheless.
Next week is... We lose an hour. We're talking about.
Well, I'm going to get into that. Actually, that's a great way to segue into our next segment. You had mentioned the other day, or I think was it today? It may have been today on the way to church that we blinked and March was here.
Yeah, February, you closed your eyes and opened it, and February was over.
We even got an extra day. It was leap year, and so we got an extra day. I don't know why I was thinking leap year was every 7 years, but it's every 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I knew that.
And so, yeah, so anyway, we got our March is here, and that is hard to believe. But I wanted to bring a couple of things to our attention about the month of March. And then I've got a fun trivia game for us about March. Okay? You excited? We're going to work together on it. It's not states.
I don't know if I should be excited because now I have to watch what I say on the podcast so I don't look like I don't know anything.
I don't think you look like you don't know
anything. I do. I've seen several comments. I've seen several comments on
Glenn did say something
references
to you.
Of what I've said on the podcast. So now I need a heads up on what we're talking about so I don't look like I don't know anything.
No, that's not nearly as fun. All right. This is just information, okay? You ready? So the month of March. March 8th, International Women's Day. Are you excited about that?
Sure.
I know Jessica is.
I wish she.
Yes, she's very passionate about International Women's Day.
Why do you say that?
She just is. I just feel like it. She's never told me that, but I just feel like she is. March 10th, Daylight Savings Time.
Oh, yeah.
We spring forward, lose an hour.
Do you like that?
I think I'm at the place in my life where I feel like I wish they would set it and forget it. You remember that commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Set it and forget it. I don't know that I care which way it is.
Really? I do. I have a preference.
But I don't think I like the daylight savings time part.
I mean,
it's
been doing that for a long time, so.
Do you like what do you think about it?
I like, and a lot of people are going to disagree with Tina on this. I like it the way it is now.
So you like for it, and that's because
it gets darker earlier.
It gets darker earlier.
But I also go to bed earlier, and so I like that. Now, a lot of people are going to love this when they get that extra hour or so of daylight in the evening and to do whatever it is
they
do. Now,
you get more sleep or you get less sleep on spring forward?
I feel like I'm losing that hour because it's springing forward, so I think you're losing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daylight Saving Time coming up March 10th. That's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, this podcast episode will happen Monday. This will happen on the Sunday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, let's see, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. So, you got to wear all green. Do you have your green outfit ready?
I have a green shirt.
I saw a really cool St. Patrick's Day Braves hat.
Oh, yeah?
It's dope looking. That's really dope looking. Okay.
I've got a Yoda shirt.
Do you?
It's green.
Yoda? Like Star Wars Yoda?
It's green. I don't know what it says.
Where did you get that from?
Target.
Oh.
I think for last St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. All right. Okay. I cannot forget this. March Madness also starts on the 16th, 17th. Let me look. 17th. Well, excuse me. The selection show is the 17th, and then they play their play-in games, and then the first round starts on the 21st. So we're getting into March Madness. Now, you are a current reigning fantasy football champion, Tina. How do you feel like you would do at March Madness brackets?
Tina's not doing that.
Oh, yeah. You got to jump into it.
I'm not doing that.
What if everybody does it? Like, what if all the staff does it?
I'm not going to play. Because I don't know one thing about basketball.
Well, you didn't know one thing about football, and you're the reigning champion of your fantasy football league.
I don't think I want to do sports stuff like that anymore. Just going to hang up my crown with my win.
Well, I think we give it some time, and let's just see. And you don't, all you do is pick one time, and you don't have to do it every week. So you only pick one time, and then it just goes from there.
But, like, I don't know any basketball players.
You knew no football players.
I knew a couple.
Who? The people that you knew, you didn't even get.
I'm sitting here trying to think if I know somebody, but you're right, I don't.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we got March Madness that's coming up very soon. Then, and this is hard to believe, we get right into the Easter season. Palm Sunday's the 24th. Then you have Good Friday on the 29th. Mm-hmm. And then you have Easter on the 31st.
And I think Emma's out of school all those days, too.
Is she?
I think so. I think she starts around Good Friday and spring break starts.
Here's also a fun little piece of March trivia to set up our next activity. The last 3 days of March are called borrowing days. According to lore, the last 3 days of March have a reputation for being very stormy. So we're going to have to follow back up with this and see if that's true, if those are stormy days. Which would mean it'd be stormy on Easter.
Why is it called borrowing days?
I don't know.
Because I was sitting there thinking it's time to borrow somebody's plates. Make sure we give them back.
Let's see. It's Scottish folklore. It's a story about borrowing days. Is that a shepherd promised March a lamb if it would temper the winds and suit the shepherd's flock. But after his request was granted, the shepherd refused to deliver payment. In revenge, March borrowed 3 days from April, in which, I guess, April showers. This is, I guess, where that came from. So, I don't know. Something. Excuse me. Something there.
Okay.
All right. Now. Excuse me.
Oh, boy. All right. Starting.
No, it's good. I'm all great. Right. All right. Now, I want us to check our March trivia. So this is the month that we're in. How well do we know the month of March? And did you know that there is a whole quiz about the month of March on Quizly? A whole quiz. So we're going to try it, okay? First question's easy, I think. All right, you ready? I'm going to help because I don't know some of these. You ready?
Okay.
Why are you looking like that?
Because I'm sure I'm not going to know
it. I'm sure I'm not going to know it. All right. Here it is. In March, or excuse me, March marks the beginning of which season in the Northern Hemisphere? Spring, autumn, summer, or winter?
What's the day again?
March.
Oh, in March?
In March, what season starts?
Spring.
That is correct. Good job. Fantastic.
Okay.
Is what Quizly said. All right. The first day of spring usually falls on what date in March? March 31st, March 1st, March 15th, or March 20th? I don't know this. I would say March 15th, but I don't know.
I would think March 20th.
March 20th? You want to go with that?
Yeah.
Way to go, Tina. See? 2 for 2. Look at you. You're already building your confidence up. Look, I can see. If you're watching her on Spotify, man, you can already see the confidence.
I was just surprised.
The confidence is building. All right, here we go. Next question. We don't really know a whole lot about zodiac signs, so there's no way I'm going to get this right. What zodiac sign is associated with the majority of March? Pisces, Aquarius, Leo, or Capricorn? I have no idea. I don't know anything about zodiac anything.
I don't either. Well, I'm going to say Aquarius.
Okay, because you like aquariums?
Sure.
All right. No, Pisces. Pisces was that one. I would never have guessed that one.
I know mine for June.
Okay.
Do you?
Nope, I have no idea. What is it?
Gemini.
I know nothing about any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. What global environmental event is celebrated on March 22nd? World Wildlife Day, Earth Day, International Day of Forest, or World Water Day?
Probably Earth Day.
That's what I would think. Mm-hmm. I guess that too. No. World Water Day.
Oh.
I don't know anything about that. All right, here we go. Next question. I wonder if people keep hearing this random commercial that keeps popping up.
I heard it through the
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Well, you know what? I can fix that, actually. If I do...
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. If I do this...
We know how sometimes the sound does not go well.
What do you mean?
I'd hate to lose sound on the whole thing.
No, this is going to be great. I'm just going to do... Oh, no, I don't think they can hear it. We can hear it, but they can't hear it.
Okay.
All right, cool. Okay, yeah.
I heard it last week.
Well, yeah, we can hear it, but they can't hear it.
I heard it on the...
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. At the end?
You know what? I should have done it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Here we go. What famous inventor known for the telephone was born on March 3rd, 1847? Was it Nikola Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, or Marie Curie?
It's going to be Graham Bell right there.
Yep, I agree. Graham Bell. Very good. All right, couple more. Okay. National Puppy Day. Maybe we need to get Boots a friend.
No.
It's celebrated on March 23rd. Can you find the Labrador Retriever puppy below? So they want you to pick the Labrador Retriever.
It's going to be the...
Yeah, it's the little Full House dog.
Well, look at him smiling right there.
Okay, that was a stupid question.
He was cute, though.
All right, what is the traditional flower associated with March? Lily, tulip, rose, or daffodil?
I would think lily because of Easter.
That's a great guess. I have no other reasoning to think that that's wrong, so let's go with that. Ready? Daffodil is the flower. So, gentlemen, if you're wanting to buy your lady a flower, if you want to keep in seasonal, is that the right way to say that? If you want to be seasonal with it, do the daffodil. All right. This is easy. We already talked about this. What famous basketball tournament takes place in March? NBA Finals, Olympic
you know
Games, FIFA World Cup, or NCAA March Madness.
You know the answer to that one.
What Shakespeare play features the Ides of March? Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, or Hamlet?
You don't know this?
I don't know. I don't know a ton about Shakespeare.
That's surprising.
Why?
Like... I think that you've seen more stuff than I have.
I've seen Romeo and Juliet. I have seen Macbeth, but I know the story of Julius Caesar. But I don't know that I've ever seen Macbeth, Hamlet, or Julius Caesar plays or movies.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess? Or do you want me to guess?
I'm going to go with Macbeth.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I was thinking, but I don't know. No, we would have been wrong. Julius Caesar. All right, last one. This will be the last one.
Okay.
What famous physicist was born on March 14th, 1879? Was it Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Stephen Hawking, or Marie Curie? Is it Mary Curie?
Marie?
Lois Lewis, what does it matter?
We're having another one of those moments here.
Yeah, Mary Marie. It's the same thing.
Maria. I think it's the guy in the wheelchair right there.
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try it. No.
I should have went with Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein. So there's a bunch more questions on here. If you have something you're interested in doing, you go to Quizly. Actually, they have a quiz for every month.
Oh, yeah.
So we should start doing that every month. We just do a quiz on the month that we're in so we can know more about our surroundings. What do you think?
If it's an interesting quiz, that's fine. But if it's boring, no.
Okay. All right. So listen, I've got some pop culture news for you. I want us to do this similar to how we do weird news, but this is just all pop culture items. Okay. So things that are happening inside of pop culture that I wanted to share with you. The first one is Oprah is going to leave the Weight Watcher board of directors. Are you excited about that?
I didn't know she was on the board of directors for the Weight Watchers.
Yeah, she's been a big part of Weight Watchers for a long time. When I used to go to what I called Fat Camp,
they talked about her
every week. They had pictures of her up. She was kind of like the spokesperson, board of directors. I think she kind of did both.
You know why she's leaving?
No, I don't. Well, it says, I don't know why. Do you know why?
No, but you know, they've got this big thing out now about the shot. The shot that everybody's taking to lose weight. And I wondered if maybe she was going to go that route. But,
oh, Ozempic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, I have no idea. It says that she's going to be donating her shares to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. So it looks like she's not only leaving, but getting out of the Weight Watchers game.
Okay.
Hey, all right, so the next thing is in wrestling news. Do you remember the Million Dollar Man?
Yeah.
Do you remember his sidekick, Virgil? It was like his tag team partner. He passed away this week.
Aww,
Virgil did.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I barely remember him, but I remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also in wrestling news, not to make this a wrestling segment, but do you remember the wrestler Sting?
I love Sting.
Sting is probably one of the most memorable wrestlers. It's hard for me to say he's my favorite wrestler because I think probably The Rock is my favorite wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
I think. I like The Rock. I like John Cena. But like Sting, Hulk Hogan, I remember those guys as kids. And so tonight, actually, on this night, Sting is going to wrestle his retirement match. And they've been doing a lot of hype about
you know who he's wrestling?
Him. So he has a partner that he's been working with for years named Darby Allin.
The young boy?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I really like him a lot.
So he's fighting?
No. They are the current tag team champions in AEW, which is the wrestling that they're in. And they're going to be fighting a team. They used to be called the Young Bucks, but now they've come out as bad guys. And they only came out as bad guys because Sting said that these were the two that he wanted to wrestle for his final match. And so they kind of changed their whole gimmick to be bad guys for this match. And they'll probably win to give them the titles, I would imagine. Unless they let Sting keep it and then they do some kind of tournament afterwards.
Okay.
So, and also in other wrestling news, speaking of The Rock, there's a lot of drama going on in WWE. WrestleMania is coming up, and there's a lot of wrestling, like, not real drama, but like wrestling drama going on. So it's pretty exciting.
Are we still talking about news?
Yeah, wrestling news.
Okay.
But you have something else?
You came across a show that some of our viewers might be interested in if they like reality game shows like we do.
Okay.
And it was the Deal or No Deal Island.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal Island. It's a new game show. It's on, we saw it on the Peacock app, but I think it's coming on television.
Oh, you saw it on the Peacock app?
Yeah.
Well, we watched the first episode.
It's pretty good.
And we liked it, yeah. Folks. So I was just thinking that was something new that someone might like to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. All right, next one, next news item. Do you remember the movie Mary Poppins?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch that as a kid?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't something that I watched. The old one?
Yeah, the old Mary Poppins.
I don't think I've ever watched all of the old Mary
Just
Poppins.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
I have not. I have seen the new one, though.
What's the new one?
The new Mary Poppins.
Chim-chiminy-chim-chiminy-chim-chim-tree.
And you see, this is why I thought that you would have been interested in all of the What were we talking about earlier?
These are musicals.
Shakespeare
is not a musical.
Some stuff does have singing. What's the thing, the show, the one I'm talking about that you tell Emma all the time that you've watched with the gangs?
Gangs?
West Side Story?
I've never seen West Side Story.
And you've been in several things, which made me think that maybe you...
I've been in Oklahoma, Bye Bye Birdie, and Hello Dolly.
See, that made me think you would know more of those questions
this,
than me.
Those are completely different than Romeo and Juliet and Macbeth.
Yeah. Okay.
Two different worlds. So, anyway, here's the deal. This is crazy. Think about this. In the UK, they changed the age rating due to discriminatory language in the old Mary Poppins. There were some phrases that were used that were offensive to some indigenous groups. And so because of that, they've changed the rating of it.
I've never seen it, so I can't say I know what they're talking about.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's an old movie, mm-hmm. but it's a good movie. All right. Last thing. Do you remember the movie Naked Gun?
No.
You never watched the movie Naked Gun? There were several of them. It had the same guy that was in Airplanes. Oh, gosh. What was his name?
I have not.
I'll look that up.
Never seen all of the Airplane, whatever you're talking
about. You've never seen Airplane? Let's see. Naked.
You better be careful typing that in.
Yeah. I got to be careful what I'm writing here. Naked Gun, the movie. Okay, here we go. Leslie Nielsen. That's what I'm trying to say. Leslie Nielsen. So they're doing a remake of that movie, and it has Liam Neeson playing that same character. So I didn't know that. I just saw that. So it should be, that should be interesting. So that's the pop news items I have for you today, Tina.
Okay.
All right. You feel good about those?
Some of it was interesting.
All of it was interesting, to be honest. Do you have a wow for us?
I do. I got another spouse wow.
Okay.
Because, well, we all need help, you know, doing good for our spouses.
I agree.
So I'm going to read my scripture, and then I'll read some little nuggets I took away from it for everyone to hear it. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
So in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, "So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing." So I thought that was a good marriage one.
Yeah.
And then in Proverbs 20:19, it says, "Gossip betrays confidence, so avoid a person that talks too much." And the reason that's on there is because of the devotion that day that I did. Okay. So. It says that your spouse, so it said my husband, which would be you, but it could be your spouse needs to know that you're on their side. When you want to use harsh words, take a moment and think of everything he or she actually does right before you become harsh or get mad at him over something. Harsh words speak of a hardened heart. We need to speak kind words to our husbands or wives, whoever's listening, if we want to protect them. Your spouse needs to be safe in your presence. His heart or her heart needs to be safe with their spouse. His or her heart cannot be safe when he cannot trust her or him, or if he's worried that your spouse will degrade them in some kind of way. But the reason that was the gossip betrays confidence, it says, when you're with others, when you're with friends or other people, how would you speak of your spouse? You know, you always want to lift your spouse up and not be negative about them or put them down in any kind of way. So it just says to be careful with who you hang around and what you say about your spouse, because you shouldn't be degrading them or putting them down, but encouraging or lifting them up, you know, making a big deal about them in a good way.
Yeah.
And so I thought someone may want to, and that could be with anything, not just your spouse. It could be with your employees or your kids or your family. When you talk about other people, try lifting them up instead of, you know, gossiping and putting them down all the time.
No, it's very good. You reminded me of a quote that I saw. It's been within the last couple of weeks that I kind of made a mental note of. And it just simply said, be around or have people in your life that protect your name when you're not in the room. Mm-hmm. And I thought that when you were sharing, it made me think about that quote, that that's, you know, that's so important that, you know, we should uplift our spouse, whether we're with them or with whether we're not. I think sometimes when we're not together, you know, it's easy for us to not ridicule, but, you know, say something or whatever. But I think it's important whether they are there or not there. I would say probably even more important when they're not there, for us to be able to uphold them and honor them with our words and our actions.
Yeah. So I just been working on that this week, so I thought I'd share that.
Very good. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Tina, we've come to another conclusion of the Lots About Something podcast, episode 92, inching ever closer to episode 100. If you made it this far, thank you so much to our 7 returning listeners. We love you. So thankful for you. Man, we love hearing from you throughout the week. So when you listen and you shoot us texts and all that kind of stuff, it makes us smile, makes us feel good. So we appreciate it. Very thankful for it. If you're a new listener, welcome in. Thank you for joining us and hanging out with us. Hope that you enjoy it. We hope that you will connect with us. You can do that in a couple of ways. One is hitting the follow button, whatever platform you're listening on. Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, or Spotify. You can also watch us on Spotify if you didn't know that. And so that's an option there for you as well. We also have a Instagram page and a TikTok page. Lots About Something podcast on both of those. So hopefully you'll go and check those out. Hit the follow button and all of that kind of good stuff. All right. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful week. And we want to hear from you, so make sure you reach out to us. Let us know. Give us some ideas about our 100th episode that's coming up very soon. But until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.